This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe the Browns, totally. They called him some point. We're like, we're going to give you the whole shebang. We're going to tell you everything we're going to do. Wishful thinking. He thought about it. Maybe just realized he didn't have a stomach for a holdout. And maybe realized this really was all about money in the first place.
You think that's what it was in like the last 48 hours or so? He just kind of came to the realization that he wasn't going to win that battle?
No.
Like, there's a part of me that wonders. Okay, so you disagree. There's a part of me that wonders if when he was saying that, he genuinely did mean it, and it wasn't just solely about the money. He thought he could have his cake and eat it, too. He thought he was going to be able to get it all. He'd get the $40 million a year deal while also being in another team's uniform. Like, I will always play with that idea that that was the A option for Myles Garrett.
See, the problem is, this is not just going on since the Super Bowl. It's not just going on since the Senior Bowl. It's going on from the end of last year.
Right.
And Miles' messaging, this is, I believe, the fourth change in messaging. First it was, I have to do this for leadership. Then it was, I need to see the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was, I've seen the plan and it's great. And Hard Knocks.
Should that have been the crack in the entire, in the unraveling of all of this? Is when he flip-flopped and then they went on Hard Knocks and he said that everything was copacetic and everything was awesome, that he could easily be swayed?
I mean, any of the times Miles has said things and then didn't back it up in the last 7 years probably could have been moments where, you know, talking about leadership and then not maybe being the best leader, maybe not being a leader. And again, there's a difference there. Like, I think Miles is naturally a good leader. I think the same thing about Kevin Stefanski. That's not a knock, but then don't come out and say, I'm taking on more of a leadership role. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But then we had the trade request, and then we had, I'm vehement in this, and then there was a reiteration of this a week ago. I just think in the end, maybe Miles got bored with it. Maybe Miles wanted, I don't know. I just think that Miles now looks like a pretty significant not truth teller. I guess $40 million is the miracle ointment for that.
I mean, it's something I told you, I feel like months ago, though, was the idea that he just kind of goes with the wind. And maybe that's just what happened here as well. It's how he's always been. It's always been this way.
And I think kudos to the Browns. They saw that. We're going to get to the Peterlin pass here in just a moment. Yep. But Frank in Gates Mills, welcome to the show.
How does Miles not think about the fact that he is going to tell Cleveland he wants to leave and the impact that would have to him as a player and all the fans? That's the part that it makes absolutely no sense, other than it's all about the money. And unfortunately, he's painted himself into a picture that I don't think he can ever recover from.
But I think he would have got the money from somewhere else. That's where I really do. There's a part of me that just believes that Miles, at the time when he was saying this, believed it. And he's just, he came to realize that they weren't going to budge.
But what did he believe? I mean, he didn't have to say he could have done it behind the scenes. He went public with it.
Yeah, Frank, I feel like he believed that the Browns didn't have a plan. I feel like he believed that the Browns didn't have a quarterback, which as of right now, we don't know their plan and they don't have a quarterback.
So, Frank.
And that hasn't in his mind, that hasn't changed. His mind, I guarantee he still thinks the Browns don't have a plan and that they don't have a quarterback. I mean, what could have possibly changed from the time he said that and told Cleveland he didn't want to be here till now?
Frank, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. That so all him getting paid is not what bugs me. And I want to continue to make this point because I'm not just going to be another person on the radio screaming about this. What frustrates me is you saying one thing, being about one thing, and then clearly being about something else. When you say this is about winning, when you say this is about legacy, there should be no amount of money. There should be no amount of pressure that moves you off of that. And I think a lot right. of, and listen, this isn't just media. A lot of people in town really gave you the leeway to be like, all right, well, Miles, we believe you and we understand, because if we could opt out of this crap, we probably would too.
Yeah, well, no, we like hearing that, Nick. Like the kid in us likes hearing that someone wants to play for the love of the game and they want to play for what the heart of the game really is, which is you want to win on a big stage and not just the money, you know? Like I think the 10-year-old in all of us loves that messaging and we can always get behind that messaging.
Joe DeLeon coming up in about 10 minutes, but let's get to the Peterlin Pass.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, I'm going to give the Peterlin Pass this week to the Raiders for nabbing Geno Smith. On the surface of it, you think to yourself, they got nowhere closer to actually winning anything of consequence, and you're not wrong there. But a third-round pick for a quarterback that was top five in completion percentage last year, top five in passing yards last season as well, when Pete Carroll is near mid-70, they had to get something in order, and they finally at least have the quarterback situation figured out. I want to rip them and say you should have held firm in your pursuit of Shedeur Sanders. Tom Brady should have held firm with the idea that he had to make the jump up to go ahead and draft one of these quarterbacks. It was too rich for their blood. And are they going to spend the next couple years winning probably 8, 9, 10 games somewhere in that area? While, by the way, in a division that is with a very good quarterback in Bo Nix, an extremely generational quarterback in Justin Herbert, and one of the all-time greats in Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, it's going to be tough. There's no denying that. But at least they won't be a 3-4-5 win mystery.
Yeah, I think this at least solidifies your floor to being that 7-8 win team going forward, even in that division. Remember, because they have 7 playoff spots now, all teams in your division can win. And it's not, I mean, all right, yeah, the Chargers had a winning season. Do it again. Because they really haven't done that with Justin Herbert. Okay, Bo Nix looked really good last year. Do it again. He was a rookie quarterback. So I like the move. And here's the other thing. I actually think it puts him in a perfect position where if Shedeur does...
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Fall.
Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you can have your cake and eat it too. Because if I remember correctly, the Raiders did have an extra third round pick this year because of the Davante Adams deal. So you still have 3 picks in the top 100. You can still take a quarterback at 7 if the right guy falls to you. I think it's a really smart deal. And as a matter of fact, much like every other move that I've seen where I'm like, oh, that's what that guy cost. I was a little bummed the Browns weren't in on Geno Smith for a third-round pick.
Well, and so that's where I thought there was a little bit of foul play. And I'm not saying that Geno Smith is Luka Doncic, so don't confuse the two. But it did have drip of Nico Harrison vibes. The idea that John Schneider, the president of football operations, the GM for the Seahawks, for the entire stretch of Pete Carroll being there, they won titles together, they won Super Bowls together. All of a sudden, Geno wasn't on the market, but then he was on the market for, I don't know, Pete Carroll. It felt a little fishy to me. It felt very Nico Harrison only calling the Lakers and the Lakers alone. Like, did you really get the best deal you could in that instance for Geno Smith? A third-round pick?
I wonder, 34-year-old quarterback, they heard we'll give you a third-round pick. I wonder if they just ran and said, we're going to take this while it's on the table.
Listen, I think they wanted out of the Geno Smith business. Clearly, they wanted out of the Geno Smith business. They had their eyes on Sam Darnold. But as far as the trade partner was concerned and giving them for basically a bag of footballs, in my opinion, I feel like we'll do you this solid Schneider to Pete Carroll right there.
I actually think I'll second your Peterlin pass for the Raiders for the Geno trade. I don't think this is... I don't think this was one you're going to regret, even if Geno doesn't work out. It makes sense up front. And the only thing you might... If you give him 45 a year, that might be the thing you actually regret in all this. And but again, even if you then draft Shador with your first-round pick, that's the ultimate protection against having to bite that money if Geno doesn't work out. I'll give a Peterlin pass to the Seahawks as well. You get a third-round pick for Geno. You avoid paying Geno more money than you'd pay Sam Darnold. You got Sam for a bit of a song at $55 million guaranteed.
And you go younger.
And you got, what, 7 years younger?
Yeah. Again. Although I don't know how much of an old Geno Smith is at 34 years old because he was backed up so many different quarterbacks and he wasn't actually playing. So I'd look at Geno more like a...
It'd be really funny
like
if Geno...
Like a 31 or 32-year-old.
It'd be really funny if Geno was just like a consistently good top 12, top 13 quarterback until it was like 40 because he just played no meaningful football in between like 2016... And like 4 years ago.
I could see it. By the way, I looked up earlier his numbers versus Justin Herbert's numbers in the previous like three seasons. Identical.
So what you're telling me is...
Identical. It's odd. It's odd.
That Geno Smith is better than Justin Herbert. You just heard Jonathan Peterlin say that.
Identical. Identical, which means as good identical. As Justin Herbert in the 3 years. They can't see you do the hand motion. They can't see you do the hand motion.
Okay, don't just say hand motion. It's from my cousin Vinny. Good Lord. Put me on blast on that one. 216-47.
You just tried to make me say Geno Smith and Justin Herbert are the same person.
Identical.
The Peterlin Pass.
It's got a Righteous Gemstones vibe to it when you do it.
I just really got into that this weekend. It's going well. Joe DeLeon, NFL draft and college football analyst, reacts to the Myles Garrett re-signing. And how does this impact the Browns at 2? Or does it? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.